Man. The past few days have been really, really stressful. I mean, I guess it is that time of the month. What? What do you mean? Like, time of the month isn't, it's the, you know, like, the tax season? You know, it's the 18th today. That's, the last day to do them. what are you up to? Are you doing your taxes right now? Or did you wait until the last day? Did you... you're still on the first page. I mean, I know I'm one to talk considering I did mine like 2 days ago. But... do you need help? Why did you wait so long to do them? Okay, here. Well, let me try and help you with this. It was my first time doing them, but, you know, I feel like I got it down pretty good. So, I'll try and help you out with this, or at least to the best of my abilities. As long as you're okay with that. And then after all the stress is done and over with, we can not worry about that anymore. And we can just have new stress, calming day, and I'll even treat you to some Taco Bell. Did you know they have these new, well, I say new, but they're not really new. They're nacho fries, but they're, they have, like, this special spicy sauce to it. It's really good, and it's, like, steak as well. So it's, like, steak cheese, their spicy sauce, sour cream, some tomatoes, and then the nacho fries. And then they have a new deluxe box that, instead of having the stupid, like, chip things with the nacho dip, they have fries in there instead. It's really good. Very yummy. Very, very yummy. It's the deluxe box. I mean, I remember back in the day when the deluxe boxes, well, it wasn't called the deluxe box, but they were only $5. It was $5 for a box. It's $10 for a box now. $10. That's double the price it used to be. I remember back in my day, those boxes were only $5, and you get a drink, and you get a full specialty item, you get a taco, and you get, like, a burrito, five-layer burrito. That's what it was. Nowadays, all the prices have gone up. God, I remember back in my day. Oh, yeah, taxes. Okay, so here, scoot, come on, scoot over. So, basically, depending on what you do for work is... like, that kind of defines what you're gonna do. So, like, you can either get a return back on your taxes, meaning you get money, or you pay them money. And that depends on if the place that you're working for already takes taxes out of, you know, like, the stuff that you do. So, for example, me being, you know, I have my own business, stuff like that, you know, I run my flower shop. Make potions, sell all that stuff. It's a personal business, so because I'm the boss, I have to give them money. But if I had an employee, like, for example, if I were to get Chompers to work for me, or if I got Yuki to work for me, basically, I could choose to have it so the taxes automatically get taken out based on what kind of tax they go for. Because there's, like, different options on, like, you can have less taken out but you get more up front, you can have more taken out so you, like, get paid back if you don't make a certain amount of money, or you make a certain amount of money, and so they wouldn't have to worry about it, and then they'd get the tax return back for if they overestimated how much they should have taken, so, you know, they will give back more to you. So it basically starts off with, are you your own boss? Like, do you do something like, I don't know much about it, but, like, streaming or, like, making YouTube videos or stuff like that? Or do you not have taxes taken out of the work that you do? Like, automatically? Because if you're the latter, or not the latter, but if you basically work in a place where it does it already for you, you're already, like, super easy, not confusing at all, very, very easy for you. You won't have to stress about anything, and you should get some money back, which is very pog. But the most important part, and the part that I like the most, is the expenses. Because that means, for me, because I'm a business owner, basically, anytime I buy supplies for, like, you know, like if I'm gardening or something like that, or alchemy supplies, like advertisements, even like buying stuff to help me with taxes, like if I were to buy a tax person to like help me with my taxes, then I can take them off. They would be an expense. So like how expenses work is, let's say we'll bundle up supplies into one category. If I spend a total of $1,000 off of like in of the year of supplies, then that $1,000 gets subtracted from the money I made. So let's say, for example, I made somewhere around 25k for the year working in my flower shop. Then I can then subtract the expenses I made where I put it back into my flower shop, such as if I bought $5,000 worth of flowers, $1,000 worth of fertilizer, $2,000 worth of alchemy supplies, you know, let's say $10,000 worth of building the place, $5,000 worth of advertisement. Basically, all of that gets redacted or taken away from, or reducted, not redacted, oopsies. From the original price. So, and in theory, if I made a total of $25,000 that year, and I made expenses worth $25,000 that year, I don't owe any taxes. I don't have to pay anything. I won't get any returns, like I won't get any kind of money back, but I won't have to pay anything because it's based off of the money that you made. So, that's something that like some people actually try to work around and make a work hold for, like some kind of big businesses. They'll buy like cars or houses for the CEO. That way at the end of the year, there are as little as possible for the profit. That way they don't have to pay much for their taxes, or not as much as they would have. So it's very important to like spend your money wisely when it comes to expenses, because at the end of the year, you could end up not having to pay anything because of having expenses. Luckily for me, the type of thing that I do, I put a lot of money back into the flower shop. Like almost 50% of what I make, I put back into the flower shop. So taxes for me aren't that bad. And there's other things that go into it. So that would be probably the most important thing, would be the deductions. You know, there's deductions for having a home office. There's deductions for health insurance. There's deductions for if you have like a car payment, stuff like that. There's deductions for any kind of expenses you make, any kind of like it could even be deductions for if you go on a vacation or a business trip, and anything that was purchased food wise on that trip would also be an expense that you can take off. So there's just a bunch of things that can be counted for expenses as long as it has to relate with your business or anything like that. That's, I think, the biggest thing, especially if you're someone that's like an independent business kind of owner when it comes to those kinds of taxes. But when it comes to taxes being already done for you, then it's basically just filling out different forms. And there's a bunch of different forms. Some of them are for independent creators or business owners. For example, there's such things as 1099 forms, where it can be NES or MISK. The NES, I believe, stands for non-essential. So like 1099 MIS stands for 1099 miscellaneous, and then The NES or NEC stands for non-employment compensation, which is almost always to do with self-employment. And then the MIS is basically like rents and prizes, which is self-employment tax, another form of it. So that would be mainly used for people that do self-employment. And then there's other payer files, which I believe W-2 would be the way that you would get your tax returns if you are someone that's working under someone who does the taxes practically for them. The W-2, once you fill out the form, you should be able to actually get like money back pretty much. And I mean, I think the most difficult part about doing taxes is one, the stress that comes from it, because you're like, oh no, what if I do something wrong? I'm gonna have people knocking at my door. I think just when the time comes around, it's very stressful because you're just worried that you're gonna make mistakes. But I don't think it's that bad, to be honest. I mean, especially once you get the groove of it. It's not as stressful once you like start doing it. And then the biggest thing is just like, I guess, reading it. And there's some things that help you. Like there's definitely some websites that basically hold your hand and ask all the questions. So as long as you're reading the questions that they ask, like it practically like does everything for you. And it definitely helps to have someone like behind you reaffirming that, everything you're doing, that's good. You're doing it right. That's good. Good. So, like having a homie or a Benoit sitting behind you, making sure that everything you do is like looking good. If you have any questions about like different questions that are asked, like for example, are you legally blind? So you could be legally blind and be like, I haven't gone to the eye doctors in like 5 years. I'm pretty sure I'm legally blind. Do I mark this as yes or no? But then you're like, the thing would be like, but I also don't have a doctor's note, so like, I don't know if I should take the risk on saying that I'm legally blind, because what if I'm not legally blind? What if I need a doctor's note? And but I'm pretty sure I'm legally blind. Like, do I mark yes because I think I am, or do I do no because I don't have a doctor's note? And so having someone to sit there behind you and be like, yeah, you would need like some kind of proof to show that you are legally blind. So you would need a doctor's note for saying that you are legally blind for like the eye thing. Because like it can get a little confusing and a little wordy, and there's like different ways you can interpret the questions sometimes. That's why I think it's that's important to like ask for a second opinion or someone who might know what they're talking about, like an accountant or something like that. And one of the biggest things for taxes would definitely be basically kind of having like a little note of what you've made the year, and one of the smart things to do. Which the Benoit didn't do, because Benoit isn't very smart, is setting aside like 10% of your money just in case you owe it. Like, just keep it aside. That way, you don't accidentally make a mistake and then poof, I'm in trouble now because I can't pay for this. So, if you end up getting money back, if you end up not needing to spend the 10%, you still have the 10%. Like, so you can just put that back into your money and then save it for next year, or start doing it for next year instead. So it's kind of just like a safe buffer zone so that you never have to like actually worry that something bad's gonna happen. But yeah, I think that's my major advice. And I mean, you still have today to do it, and if you do like e-filing, it won't take long at all. Like, you should be good. And even worst case scenario, if you get rejected when you e-file, you'll still have until the 23rd to fix any kind of rejection if you get rejected on the 18th. So you won't have to stress about, oh no, what if I did something wrong? What if they don't accept it? It's the last day. Am I just screwed? They give you an extension, and I believe the extension could even go on for 2 months if it's like a severe rejection. As long as you've attempted to file your taxes, I'm pretty sure they'll be not too harsh for you. But I don't think it's a stress that you need, and I'd love to sit here and help work through it with you and basically keep you a little bit comfier, because I don't think you deserve the stress. I don't think this is something that you need to worry about. I think you should just be comfy cozy and, not stress about something that, you know, I think you can handle, and I think it'll be okay. I have more experience when it comes to, you know, self-employment, because, you know, flower shop, business owner. So I might not be able to totally help you in all places, but I would still be able to give you a second, you know, second eye, second set of brain. And I mean, there was, once upon a time, you know, you remember that whole maid cafe thing? I've been a waiter bun before. I've gotten a W-2 form before. I've gotten a tax return before. So, even though I was a bit of a younger bun, I've still been through that process. So it's not entirely new. But you know, there's also a bunch of reductions when it comes to if you're in school, you know. If you're still doing college work or something like that, like, you get a lot of compensation for that, and it might even, like, super boost up your return, especially if you're working part-time to try and, like, earn more money for school. I'm pretty sure they'll be very kind to you. So there's nothing to worry about. I'm gonna have to bonk you for holding it last minute, but you should know that you could have just asked me. I would have helped you. Or at least attempted to help you. We could have been confused together. Come on. But at the end of the day, it's gonna be okay. I'm gonna be right here with you the entire time. You won't have to worry about a thing, and I'll even treat you to Taco Bell afterwards. How does that sound? And you can get the Baja Blast. You can get, you know, the mango tea is really, really good too. Like, they got the new nacho fries. They still have the grilled cheese burrito, which is top tier item. Very good. The quesarito, I think, is still there. Only, it's an online exclusive though. And you can think of it as a reward if we can manage to get through this. I think at most it might take 2 hours at the very earliest, you know, maybe if it's really easy, it'll take 30 minutes, but I think the average would be about like 1 hour and 5 minutes around there, especially if like a website's holding your hand and, you know, I could physically hold your hand to keep you through it. And I think it's gonna go good. And then it'll just be a happy, relaxing day, and then you won't have to worry about it for an entire year. And then you'll have an entire year to forget about everything I told you, and we can come back to it next year. Mm-hmm. But here. Mwah. I'll be sitting right next to you. You won't be alone in this. So you can untense up those shoulders. If you keep them tensed, I might have to just give you a massage. And for the next bit of time, I'll just be here with you, okay? Mm-hmm. I believe in you. You got this.